Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of October 2016, and this is the 463rd, I think, Mol Out Loud podcast. I'm on Knocklofty again, having my morning walk. Not a very early morning walk, but just a morning walk. I've been quite busy this week. I've been doing things in the evenings, two writers groups and a creativity group, and bell ringing, and I just suddenly felt really exhausted. So yesterday I slept for most of the day, and today I'm still quite tired, but I really wanted to come for a walk. So I thought I would not get up for the really early walk, but do it after the quiz at the cafe. And it's still lovely. I mean, this early in the spring, the sun's not too high in the sky at this time of the day to become unpleasant. So it still feels okay to walk in this weather. And it's also not, it's been quite a cool month so far, so although the sun is pretty hot, there's a cool breeze as well, and it's really lovely up here. Today I'm going to be, because I was in bed yesterday, I am going to be writing murmurs, but I'm going to take it quite easily, and just, it will come out when it's ready, but sometime over this weekend. A bit like the baby I'm waiting for to. Yes, things are sort of unfolding. I think in my last podcast I felt that I was coming to a decision about my writing, but actually going to the writers group threw me back into vacillating about it, you know, this. Surely if I just put a little spurt on, I could finish it off. And so I think that's just how it is. That's just how it is at the moment. I'm going to be going backwards and forwards while I learn to feel comfortable in one position or the other, or slightly more comfortable in one position than the other. But it's such a big decision, I guess, that it's not surprising. It's taking me a while to sort out the baggage from the reality. And maybe that's one of the reasons I'm tired, as well as these later nights than I'm used to. But this morning it is just beautiful up here again. Bright blue sky and the sun. We have this, I'm not quite sure what it's called, they're sort of like little, they're native grass in clumps, with very long, slender leaves, almost like reeds, I was going to say, but they're not really, because they're flat and they catch the sun. So you kind of get this lovely dark and light and shadow with the sun falling on them. And the birds are being pretty nice today. I just saw a parakeet. That's the first one I've seen this season. I don't see them that often up here, actually. In fact, very, very rarely. And because they're a sort of, they're a pale green, they can often, I think, merge with the landscape, so they're not very visible unless they're flying. So that is where I'm at today. That's not very, it doesn't feel very different from last time I spoke, except that I'm penduling backwards and forwards. And it was interesting, I was talking to my sister last night. We have this work session each day. And she's rather in the same position, so we were trying to work out how to be gentle with ourselves while these big things were being decided. I'm not saying anything because it's just so lovely up here, and I'm just listening to the birds as well and letting you listen to them as well. So today, a little walk up here, and then I shall go and sit down and see where Murmurs takes me for I think I'll do probably several lots of 20 minutes and see, but really gauge my energy levels at each point. I bought Freedom software to ensure that I didn't stray onto the internet. But I discovered yesterday by accident that actually it wasn't working, so I've been allowing Freedom to kind of keep me off the internet, but that it was a complete placebo. And now that I've discovered that, of course, it's not really going to be very effective. And I can't work out how to make it work so that it really does the blocking that it says it's going to. So that's a bit of a pity. I start spending more time on the internet trying to work out how to fix it than I would have strayed to if I had just been getting on with my work. So I'm going to be using the pinger again today as my key way of keeping my mind on the job. I do hope that whatever work you're doing at the moment, whatever creative endeavour you have in your grasp, that you're enjoying it, and that if you're not, that you're able to sit with it to see whether that lack of enjoyment is an ongoing thing, or whether it's just a stage that we all have to go through at some point of any creative endeavour. It's very, very hard to tell, I think. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.